It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony where we honor the guests that moved the needle the most this week. This next winner is a multiple recipient, someone I got the pleasure of doing TV with on Friday on America's Newsroom, someone who will be part of the live coverage Saturday night that I am taking over at 10 p.m. on the Fox News Channel. I'm talking about battling Bill Hemmer. And Hemmer and I got into it, as we always do. It's a 10-minute interview that covers 735 topics. There's usually a little sports. There's usually a little politics. But what we were talking about in this instance was the uncertainty of the 2024 election in terms of who might be on the ticket, who might not, how much it could change between now and November. I just thought it was a very sobering analysis, even if it made me want to drink after it. A lot of fun. Without further ado, Bill Hemmer, come get your game ball. Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
Last time we got together, we were talking about the Super Bowl. It's a much simpler world.
Yes, I was at that game.
Yeah, that's right.
We can talk about it if you want.
We should probably move on with our lives. You want to know why, too?
Please.
The Midwest are classy people. I have a listener who's a big Chiefs fan who heard me say I actually like the 49ers in the game, vehemently disagreed with me, but as an I told you so, sent me yesterday a case of barbecue.
Hot dog.
Yeah, how about it? Jack Stack's barbecue out there in Kansas City, real stuff.
The big one.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like getting Skyline or Montgomery Inn ribs from C-Natty.
But what I love about it is it's like a well-heeled screw you. You know what I mean? You don't feel, I love it.
Right.
It's a classy move.
Screw you.
Yeah,
you lost, and I'm going to be a bigger man and give you some of our best.
I love it. So no complaints about the Super Bowl.
I tell you just one thing?
Yeah, give it a
Those minute. Teams played hard.
Did they ever?
In person, it was real. It wasn't a car crash on every play, but pretty close to it.
If
you were a Chief or a 49er and you were going to take yourself out of the game, you had to really be hurting.
Yeah, you had to be banged up.
Right.
They were going hard. And listen, man, I feel for the Niners. They were a really good team. They were right
How's
there.
How's my posture?
No, you look good, Hemmer. You got. I know.
He's
so
used to it.
You know what's funny about you, Hemmer?
Yeah, what's up?
You are an all-weather tire. And what I mean by that is you're at the desk at America's Newsroom, but you're at the board on election night.
Yeah.
And two of the most prestigious assignments one can occupy in news. Yet if we just stick you in a comfy chair, all formatics out the window.
What do I do?
The release point changes. You know when they show you a pitcher, they're like, well, his arm angle's too high on the curveball. Your whole arm angle's off. If we take you out of the prestigious venue that you got fancy on us.
So here we are.
You know, they always say it's not a boxer's record, it's who he fought. There was a great old fighter, okay, but Julio Cesar Chavez was the fighter. He was like a middleweight fighter. And he had fought a guy named Greg Haugen. And if you remember Chavez, he fought like Meldrick Taylor. The fight was called with a second to go. It was a TKO against Meldrick Taylor because they thought he might die in the ring, which was controversial because I think he would have survived. But anyway.
Ref stepped in. Was
yeah, ref
pounded.
Stepped in. Got yeah, it. Yeah. Okay. But it was literally like under 10 seconds to go in the fight. So it was controversial at the time. But Chavez had a record of 130 wins. He had fought everybody. And Greg Haugen, who he was going up against, famously had said in the run-up to the fight, yeah, he's got 130 wins, but they were all, he fought like Tijuana cab drivers. Well, anyway, after he knocked out Haugen, Greg Haugen, yeah, to his credit, opined, those were some pretty tough cab drivers. he must have fought some good cab
That's
drivers.
That's good. Good story. Good
so
line.
I'm giving you credit. Mm-hmm. You have taken on all comers, but
thank
the comfy
you
chair seems to be the Frazier to your
Ali. I'll get used to it. All weather, right?
Phil Ever. All-weather tire. They make the Goodyears out in Ohio where you're from. Akron, Ohio.
Bingo.
And you're going to need an all-weather for this election cycle. So I'll start with the gym.
In a serious way.
Can we get into this?
Holy cannoli. I was chatting with our folks on Fox Business yesterday. I said, you guys just hold on to your hat.
Yeah, yeah.
You have no idea what's going to happen in the next 8 months. Well, what do you mean? I said, I don't have any idea what's going to happen. I said, this is going to be off the hook.
Off the hook.
Almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, and you know, when they say in comedy, you don't open with your closer, meaning whatever your most extreme joke is, you got to save it for the end. I feel like we're opening with our closer in this election and that we already have a lot of extreme things happening. You know, whether it's the Trump judgment or you want to talk about whatever's going on with Biden, then there's a Jim Biden thing. But the point is that all-weather tires need it more than ever.
You know, George Bush had a DUI that broke 3 days before the election.
Wow.
This all seems so innocent, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Not that a DUI is good.
Yeah,
but
not good.
That's in the story, bro. He had a Hollywood Access tape that broke, what, a month before the election of 2016?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we seem to have absorbed that.
Yep.
But what's going on out there right now is something that we've not yet to tread.
Well, this is what I think is so interesting. So you've got, you know, Trump trying to Grover Cleveland his way back in as a non-concurrent president. You've got Biden, who's essentially been in Washington since Washington, if we're being honest. And I always wonder when you talk about what the October surprise could be, like, what is out there
on these two guys we haven't gotten to? Correct.
It's like,
what is there?
If there is something left. Some Oppo research team did not do their job, is all I would say.
Wow.
Because these guys have been around a long time.
I mean, maybe you back the Supreme Court up into a corner where it's like October.
Mm-hmm.
And you're waiting on them to give you an answer. I don't know. You know how these court processes work out. You know, you get an appeal that goes into the fall. I guess it's possible.
Yep.
Right?
Well, I think there's two things.
Have you ever heard of a case where you're fined hundreds of millions of dollars and you're allowed to appeal, but only after you forked over the hundreds of millions of dollars admitting guilt anyway.
Think about this. Imagine you get a ticket in the mail on a very basic level. You ran a red light. You got a red light camera photo. Okay, you're welcome to appeal. Send us the $150.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll
it's
schedule
an admission
a trial
of guilt.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
And the bigger issue I think we come back to, the way I've been characterizing it for the listener, is that this is the financial equivalent of charging him for murder, but there's no dead person. Because there's no victim. There's no aggrieved class.
Yeah.
If the banks wanted to do more business with him,
what's
the justification for a victim? Is it the interest rate change? What are they trying to say?
What I don't understand, Jimmy, is to whom does he appeal?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a singular judge who ruled. He was a single trier of fact. There was no jury.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go to the state Supreme Court? Is there an appellate level before that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was a civil case.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to figure out what the next case would be under appeal.
Well, my bigger concern, too, is when you talk about like undermining faith in the process, I feel like in a lot of ways they're doing that, if only because she campaigned on doing this. She campaigned on bringing down Trump.
On camera repeatedly. And the E. Jean Carroll thing, I don't have an answer for this.
Yeah.
If you do, please share it with me.
I don't have it.
I don't understand in any case, not just Trump or E. Jean Carroll. Take those two people out of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're accused of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And the accuser does an interview on television and describes and explains most of it, I would say. Not all of it. And the judge says that's not admissible.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Bizarre. You know, and that's the that takes me back to feeling like it's hard for Trump to get a fair shake in the legal system right now.
Well, maybe in the, maybe in the state of New York.
That's what
right.
I mean. You know, at the end of the movie Chinatown, when Jack Nicholson has the whole thing figured out and he says to him, forget it, Jake, it's Chinatown. Like, it doesn't matter that you have the goods.
I guess. But maybe as we think about and try and predict surprises, maybe there's some surprise.
Yeah, legal surprise.
Legal.
Well, there's two
like-
things. You got a potential Trump verdict. But then there's the reality that Biden is probably being tried behind the scenes right now in the DNC. I'm not the guy who believes he's definitely coming off the ballot, but I think if it was going to happen, it's going to happen at the convention. And I think that leaves us for a really tumultuous fall if
okay,
that's the case.
So there's no doubt about that. I agree with you. That would be the story of the of maybe one of the leading stories in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I am not a believer that he's going to take himself off the ballot.
Yeah. He don't want to.
I don't think so. You want to give all that stuff up?
I know, and he likes, and she likes being first lady, doesn't she?
He's a competitor. Yeah. I don't care if he's 81. He still wants to compete.
Mm-hmm. And you think he's sticking around.
I do believe that.
Bill Hemmer is in studio. He says Biden stays on the ticket. Mm-hmm. If you listen closely, you can hear Biden being like, do I have to?
I'm kidding. Oh, my gosh.
No, he's done. If the race goes through as presently constituted, which I think, you know, there's obviously a very good chance that it does. That puts us right now almost 9 months from the finish line.
Yes.
Of just this.
Yes.
Which is fascinating.
9 months of Jimmy saying, do you think they'll debate?
You know what it reminds me of is a lot of analogies. When Larry Holmes fought Jerry Cooney in the late 80s, because they were both in a state of advanced age as boxers.
Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes, the Easton Assassin.
Yes.
Good jab.
Yeah.
Good
is that jam. Late 80s?
Yes. When he fought Jerry Cooney, they billed it as two geezers at Caesars. If they were fighting, they were both like in their 40s. And if that was two geezers at Caesars with a combined age of Joe Biden, okay, now you're seeing a combined age of 160 on the ballot. This is going to be wild.
Yeah. Did you see Trump town hall with Laura Ingraham last night?
Yeah, it's a lot of it.
Rapid fire.
Dude, he's
rapid fire. I thought Laura did a really good job.
She did.
And he was in control.
I was surprised Laura bumped her Tuesday night What the Fail is segment for Trump, personally.
Right.
I think a lot of people were.
I think they should do two next week.
I was told that viewership spiked at 7:50 Eastern because they thought that Fail guy was coming on.
Where's Jimmy?
Wow, Trump got a lot of engagement on his last two answers. Yes. It's really weird. Weird how that happened. I laugh. But I know he was sharp. To his credit, this is the one thing I come back to as a sports fan, is he has played every team on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Every team. It's the legal process, if it's an impeachment, if it's, mm-hmm. you know, Hollywood.
Putin.
Every, it doesn't matter. He is fighting. He's the Julio Cesar Chavez of presidents. He fought 130 Tijuana
cab drivers.
He's
the all-weather tire you've been looking for, Jimmy.
He is the guy. And what I come back to in the world we're living in right now is I do think there's something to be said as Americans. Okay, for the more physically formidable candidate. Because we're in a real spot right now. And a lot of the people who are the adversaries, they respect strength more than anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, they respect force more
Trump
than anything.
Trump gets that. He talks about it all the time.
Yes. They don't get the other language being spoken in Washington right now. Mm-hmm. They don't. They don't do DEI or whatever you want to characterize it as. And I think that's where I think Trump has more appeal. In a tumultuous world on fire scenario like the one we're in, you'd rather have Joe Clark from Lean On Me with the megaphone insulting mm-hmm. kids in the hallway, you know, than the nice principal from Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
You know? So I
Jimmy,
don't know.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Republicans have yet to prove that they can get the vote out.
Yep. It's another problem.
Democrats are wired into technology. Mm-hmm. Where are Republicans on that now?
Yeah.
I know they're working toward it. Mm-hmm. I know they're building, but
yeah,
they haven't proven it yet.
Yeah, in a post-2020 world where the turnout was as high as it was, you know, in mail-in and other unconventional ways that we did it, you'd like to think the RNC had this down by now.
I know they're working on it.
Yeah, okay.
I've talked to them.
Okay,
right?
Good.
So they're going to come out with this thing about bank your vote. All right, that's going to get a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. But you have to really dig into where your voters are. And I'm not talking states. I'm not even talking counties. Mm-hmm. I'm talking precincts.
Yeah.
I'm talking neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. What are you doing in those neighborhoods and precincts to contact people who are like-minded? Mm-hmm. Democrats have been doing this since 2008.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they run it.
And Republicans have not yet proven that they've made the transition into the modern era for elections. And I think this whole thing about like voting on election day, fine.
Yeah.
All right. But you got to promote the other stuff too,
uh-huh.
because it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
And what the RNC should do is they should explain to their voters, this is how you vote in 2024. Things have changed.
Uh-huh.
Accept it. And if you really want to win, you better play by all the rules, not just yours.
That's a great note, because the truth is it's not going backwards. You
Correct.
Know, this is Agreed. How we've Sid Luckman threw a forward pass. Okay, we're going to do things besides
yes.
hand off now.
Yeah.
We got to get out. Guys got to learn how to throw the ball, Republicans.
That's good.
They're not just doing it between the tackles anymore.
Yes.
Bill Hemmer, this is why you have Hemmer on, because he ultimately drives me to a hypothesis at my own academic level.
Uh-huh.
But that's the one that's most digestible for the American people.
Yeah,
that's my secret sauce. I always joke, like, if you like reading in third grade level, you like my book.
Yeah.
But I'm not lying. I mean, that's how these things work.
Yeah,
if
indeed.
You've got a choice between Google what the radio host says or change the station,
right.
you're probably changing the station.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to screw Google out of some money and keep them attached with my third grade intellect.
Uh-huh.
See how it's done, Hemmer?
That's right. Forward pass.
Well, for the record,
yes,
I think you crushed that chair. In the control room, they seem very satisfied with the posture. We have a college
Thank
associate
nice
who also
you.
Nodded along. Last thing before
Is that
we go.
Also known as an intern or no?
Yeah, I would say an intern because I'm old school, college associate. You goes
I love
by
it.
Both.
You yeah, learn anything?
It's a whole thing.
Okay, two thumbs up and a head shake.
He's already...
Jimmy, you're
yeah.
doing something right.
Oh, no. He showed up here wanting a career in media, and I've already caught him applying to Avis Rent-A-Car twice. He's like... He watched one episode of the show. He's like, it's the old Rodney Dangerfield joke. Rodney does a joke where he goes, yeah, the other day I was making love to my wife. She had this faraway look on her face. I said, honey, is there somebody else? She said, there's got to be. that's him. Bill Hemmer,
got
watch
it, brother.
Him every day on America's Newsroom.
Thank you, buddy.
That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. If you're listening to this on Saturday, be sure to watch my live coverage of the South Carolina primaries tonight at 10 p.m. on the Fox News channel. If not, you can catch the replay 5 p.m. on Sunday. Set those DVRs, and we'll see you back here on the radio Monday at noon. Rock and roll.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.